Giraffes, Detail of Rock Painting by Bushman, Southern Rhodesia, by Jane Reed Cohen. Two giraffes etched on rock, an ancient rock, roughed and ridged, and in some spots smoothed by who knows what ice and flows of mud and river. This first plate in my book of art history, what does it illustrate? Why does it arrest me? Two, of course I assume they are male and female. The one in the lead seems a half head taller than she, but it is hard to tell. Though their crowns are obscured in mist, clearly they head toward the same distant height. Indifferent to danger, he strides, his front legs stretched and straight. Bending her knees in pedestrian style, she's behind just a smidgen, following his lead or watching her step, or sniffing the air. Their necks, his a ready cannon aimed at mountain winds, and hers more gently curved, hoist their heads into the clouds far from their trunks, if such they may be called, so dwarfed by legs and necks. He seems a half a pound heavier than she, though she has an extra curve, and it is hard to tell. His tail is obscured, but hers, a wavy line, wags as she follows him. It must have been an age of collaboration, when time gave an artist a rock, and the pause to see in the rock two creatures amid earthly shadows and an unearthly light. Perhaps this first plate could have been the last, the Alpha and Omega, a metaphor, if time sometimes had not sped faster than the speed of light. I wish my brain were like that, impervious rock, a rock not worn by time, but seasoned as the rock in southern Rhodesia, a rock that would prevail over the wail of human history and my own. Perhaps if I knew nothing else but two ascending giraffes leaving footprints in rich earth, his neck a rod, hers an arc, her tail as sinuous as the serpent in Eden, jaunty in primeval air like a last laugh, and their heads hidden from me, dissolving in the sun-ignited clouds of an invisible heaven. Then I, too, could see through mist with vision clearer.